There is a lack of communication between the professionals and amateur collectors, dealers, and new ideas are published and made into scientific laws by a select few. Although well-intentioned and done by well-respected individuals, the professionals generally don't have access to the bulk material from all areas needed to make completely informed decisions. Amateur collectors, dealers, 99.9% of the fossil community will often have better common knowledge and will have seen a wider variety of fossil material. This is the untapped mine of information from which I draw my conclusion in the following article. My reason for writing this new article is to share my personal findings and feelings on the evolution of the modern great white shark, and to hopefully further the general body of knowledge on the subject in the scientific community, or at least spark some healthy debate, which is sure to come at this has always been a very touchy subject. I also wish to completely dispel the myth that the great white shark evolved from the megalodon shark. This is the proper way to do this, to write this paper, publish in a scientific journal, and subject it to peer review. Yes, is that what I'm doing? No, because I think there is no way to win with the opinion on this one as set in stone as they seem to be on both sides. So please enjoy and read the article to form your own decisions. Just because it is written does not make it absolutely correct, but it is 100% accurate as to what I believe based on my years of experience in dealing with fossil specimens of all ages from all areas of the world. Any comments are welcome as always. Thank you very much.